Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Walk Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. And so we're in the book of Leviticus, which is sort of a slow-moving train. When I taught high school years ago, I went through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, in 171 days. It was sort of a quick trip. But we covered every book of the Bible. And when we get to Leviticus, people say, oh, man. I said, no, you need to know this. What made God upset? What made him angry? What made him happy? And there was a reason behind everything. So we're picking up today one of the great ones. This is the appointed festivals. God set up special holidays. Holidays were a big thing to God. He wanted them celebrated in a certain way, and it was fascinating how he thought. So you're going to learn a lot today. This is called the Appointed Festivals. We're in Leviticus chapter 23. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It's my favorite translation. I've not left the King James. I still study King James. I just don't speak King James. So Leviticus chapter 23, the Appointed Festivals. Verse 1 of chapter 23, the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. These are the Lord's appointed festivals, which you are to proclaim as official days for a holy assembly. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day, a day of complete rest, an official day for holy assembly. If it is the Lord's Sabbath day, it must remain observed wherever you live. Verse 4, in addition to the Sabbath, these are the Lord's appointed festivals, the official days for holy assembly that are to be celebrated at their proper times each year. This first one is the Passover festival, the festival unleavened bread. You heard that talked about. Your pastor said this. Verse 5, the Lord's Passover begins at sundown on the 14th day of the first month. Or the next day, the 15th day of the month, you must begin celebrating the festival of unleavened bread. This festival, the Lord continues for 7 days. During that time, the bread you eat must be made without yeast. On the first day of the festival, all the people must stop their ordinary work and observe an official day for holy assembly. For 7 days, you must present special gifts to the Lord. On the seventh day, the people must again stop all their ordinary work to observe an official day of holy assembly. Next is the celebration of first harvest. Then the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you enter the land I'm giving you and you harvest its first crops, bring the priest a bundle of grain from the first cutting of your first grain harvest. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest will lift it up before the Lord so it may be accepted on your behalf. On that same day, you must sacrifice a one-year-old male lamb with no defects as a burnt offering to the Lord. With it, you must present a grain offering consisting of 4 quarts of choice flour moistened with olive oil. It will be a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You must also offer 1 quart of wine as a liquid offering. Do not eat any of the bread or roasted grain or fresh kernels on that day until you bring this offering to your God. This is a permanent law for you. It must be observed from generation to generation wherever you live. And they did do that. Verse 15, the festival of harvest. It's interesting. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you bring the bundle of grain to be lifted up as a special offering, cut off 7 full weeks. Keep counting until the day of the seventh Sabbath. 50 days later, then present a offering of new grain to the Lord. For wherever you live, bring 2 loaves of bread to be lifted up before the Lord as a special offering. Bake them with yeast. This will be an offering to the Lord for the first of your crops. Along with the bread, present 7 one-year-old male lambs with no defects. Bring 1 young bull, 2 rams as burnt offerings to the Lord. These burnt offerings, together with the grain offering and the liquid offerings, will be a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Then you must offer 1 male goat as a sin offering and 2 one-year-old male lambs as a peace offering. Does God not get detailed or what? The priest will lift up 1 of the lambs as a special offering to the Lord together with the loaves representing the first crops. These offerings, which are all holy to the Lord, belong to the priest. In other words, who's getting my offering? The priest. They're going to get it for the lunch that day. This belongs to the priest. Whenever you harvest your crops in the land, do not harvest the grain along the edges of your fields. Do not pick up what the harvesters drop. Leave it for the poor and the foreigners living among you, for I am the Lord your God. That's where you get the book of Ruth. Ruth, Naomi, her mother-in-law, their widows, they're harvesting along the edge of the crops. Boaz finished harvesting his crop that day, but he left the edges, and he also dropped some of the grain on purpose. And so Ruth and Naomi, who are widows, they can come glean, because people who were without spouses, who had health problems, who were unemployed, they could at least get something to eat. It was almost like God set up a government housing project. Hey, we're not going to starve. We got food for you. And it was a law. You had to leave the grain along the edges of all the fields. So Ruth and Naomi were gathering the grain along the edges of the crop. And that's where Boaz first noticed Ruth. Hey, who's the new woman? And so you get a whole great book of the Bible out of that right there. Next, we can get to verse 23, the Festival of Trumpets. Then the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. On the first day of the appointed month in early autumn, you have to observe a day of complete rest. It will be an official day for a holy assembly, a day commemorated with loud blast of a trumpet. You must do no ordinary work on that day. Instead, you are to present special gifts to the Lord. Then we get to the Day of Atonement, verse 26. Then the Lord said to Moses, be careful to celebrate the Day of Atonement on the 10th day of that same month. 9 days after the Festival of Trumpets, you must observe it as an official day for a holy assembly, a day to deny yourselves, a day to present special gifts to the Lord. Do no work during the entire day, because it is the Day of Atonement, when offerings of purification are made for you, making you right with the Lord your God. Well, it's really important to be made right with God. All who do not deny themselves on that day will be cut off from God's people. And I will destroy anyone among you who does any work on that day. You must not do any work at all. This is a permanent law for you. It must be observed from generation to generation wherever you live. This will be a Sabbath day or a complete day of rest. On that day, you must deny yourselves. This is a day of rest that will begin at sundown on the 9th day and extend to sundown on the 10th day. I remember one time I just got born again in Spirit-filled years ago, 50 years ago. So I was working swing shift, and I was off that Sunday, and so I'd gone to church. I came home, and I was going to mow my grass. And so I got my little lawnmower out, and I lived in a little rent house, but I had a nice yard, so I mowed my grass. All of a sudden, this truck comes ripping down the dirt road, comes driving up my driveway, and it's my mom. And she jumps out, and she's yelling, what are you doing? I said, I'm mowing my grass. You can't mow your grass. It's Sunday. You don't work on Sunday. I thought, oh, I didn't know that. I forgot. I read that scripture. Well, what they were doing, they were misinterpreting a Old Testament scripture that replied to Old Testament law and the Old Testament people. When Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn top to bottom. God was saying, no more bulls, no more goats, no more sacrifices. It's your faith in the blood of my son. Not in that bull, not in that goat, not in the bread. We don't do that anymore. It was a good law, but it's not in existence anymore. It's a new day. It's what we do by faith. By faith, we enter into the throne of God. By faith, we present our sacrifice to God. It's a faith thing. Without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you can't whip the devil. So the law was done away with. Was it good? Very good. But we don't need it anymore. It's now faith in God's son. God sent his son to die on the cross. Jesus never sinned. He was sinless. That's why he could pay for our sin. So anyhow, let's get back to this. And the Lord God said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. Begin celebrating the Festival of Shelters on the 15th day of the appointed month, 5 days after the Day of Atonement. The festival of the Lord will last for 7 days. On the first day of the festival, you must proclaim an official day for a holy assembly. You do no ordinary work. For 7 days, you must present special gifts to the Lord. On the 8th day, there's another day which you will present your special gifts to the Lord. This will be the day of solemn occasion. No ordinary work may be done on this day. These are the Lord's appointed festivals. Celebrate them each year as official days for Holy Assembly for presenting special gifts to the Lord. Burnt offerings, grain offerings, sacrifices, liquid offerings, each on this proper day. Now, we don't do grain offerings and sacrifice offerings anymore. That's why it's Old Covenant. It was commanded you needed to do it. We're not under the Old Covenant. We're under a new covenant, a better covenant. Give your full vows and voluntary offerings present to the Lord. Verse 39, remember that the seven-day festival of the Lord, the Festival of Shelters, begins on the 15th day of the appointed month. After you have harvested the practice, the produce of the land, the first day of the eighth, the festival is a day of complete rest. On the first day, gather branches from magnificent trees, palms, fawns, browse from leafy branches, willows that grew by the streams, and then celebrate with joy before the Lord, your God, for 7 days. You must observe this festival for 7 days every year. This is a permanent law for you. It must be observed in an appointed month from generation to generation. For 7 days, you must live outside in your shelters. All native-born Israelites must live in shelters. As a reminder, each generation of Israelites that I made with your ancestors to live in shelters when I rescued them from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses gave the Israelites these instructions regarding the annual festivals. So those are incredible festivals to remind the children of Israel every year what God had done, how God had been good to them, how God redeemed them, how God restored them. So it was great, and it was God. But as a reminder, we are not under the law anymore. We have a new and a better covenant. Jesus died on the cross, went to hell for 3 days. God raised from the dead. He's at the right hand of the Father. Remember, I shared before, when Jesus came out of the tomb, Mary was there. And he said to Mary, his mama, "Mom, don't touch me. I've not been to my God, your God, and my Lord, your Lord. I need to take my blood to the mercy seat in heaven." Well, there's a mercy seat in heaven where the fresh blood of Jesus still lays there. So every time God the Father looks at me, he sees the mercy seat right next to him with the Son's blood on it. So I can run boldly, come boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy and help in time of need. Jesus' blood paid for my sin. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law, which is poverty, sickness, and death. It's a great book. I tell people, you got to read the Bible. Volume 2 is not coming out. God's hanging with Volume 1. You got to read it. It'll bless your socks off. It'll encourage you. It'll edify you. It'll give you hope for the future. It is a great day that we can come to God. We can be born again. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We live in the greatest day of human history, people. I don't care what you read on the news. We live in the greatest day of human history. It is the day of the Lord. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.